you know, as far as consider myself one of the top in the league, I don't ever really look at that. I just try to go out, do the best I can, and, you know, all I can focus on is doing my job. You know, so week in and week out, I just try to work to get better, and I try to do everything I can to help the team. You take what opportunities you're given. You try to make the most of them, and, you know, I've been fortunate with the timing of situations and, you know, different things happening throughout the course of my career. So, you know, I feel really good where I'm at now and still, you know, continue to work each week and get better. Yeah, I'll never forget, I was sitting, we had actually bought an apartment in Seattle. I figured I was going to be there, and, you know, when I got cut, I was actually, I thought I was done, you know, and then Nick Saban actually picked me up in Miami because I played with him, of course, in college. But I was calling people I knew looking for jobs. I didn't know. I mean, I easily could have been, you know, out of the league in, you know, early 2005. But it's just, you know, it's weird the way things happen. I go to Miami, Matt Turk's your guy. You know, he's an outstanding person. Really helped me, and going into week one, he tore his groin, and it was an unfortunate situation, but he was out for the year, and I kind of moved into the spot. But you know, that's what I say, it's, you know, there's a lot of good guys that never make it because there's 32 positions, so timing has a lot to do with it. You know, calling around, just talking to some of these people and what they were doing, and there was one guy I talked to in New York, and he was telling me he was living in basically a box, making nothing, and, you know, but I'm looking at all options because, you know, like I said, I haven't done anything. The last game I had 8 punts against Miami. It was weird. Averaged 32 yards and like a 28-yard net. I got booed out of the stadium, and people were telling me, you know, you need to be behind a desk, get a day job. So I got on the phone and started calling. But yeah, I think it's just a testament to hard work, and, you know, like I said, whatever opportunity you're given, you got to try to make the most of it. And I've been through ups and been through downs, and you know, obviously right now, you know, I feel I'm playing really good. And, you know, as a unit, we're playing really good. You know, we got to keep it up. We got to keep doing that. And, you know, it started, you know, of course, yesterday. And we had a good day today preparing for Detroit. And that's obviously the, you know, the big focus now is doing everything we can to prepare for them.